So one follow-up question here. I noticed that this patient had a mastectomy, and from what I can tell, they knew she had metastatic disease. So what do you do yourself when you have a situation where you have a primary tumor, you just have one liver met, you give them systemic therapy, they have great response in both places. What do you do about the breast?
So at least at my institution, and I support this approach, if you're going to do local regional therapy, I think you should optimize it and ignore the metastatic disease. So I don't know why this woman had a mastectomy. I'm assuming it was a personal choice because it looks like she had a good response, although maybe she had a small breast and a lumpectomy would have looked horrible. There's so many things that go into this decision making. The one thing I'm kind of a strong advocate for is that if you do a lumpectomy, or if you do a mastectomy and you knew that there were bulky axillary lymph node disease prior to initiating systemic therapy, I would advocate that you don't forget about the radiation therapy. And that's because we know that at least in the breast and the axilla, in the absence of distant metastases, we significantly reduce the risk for recurrence in the local regional area. And what I do see a lot in giving second opinions is we just did a lumpectomy and then the patient's not even sent to see the radiation oncologist. I'm not saying there's proven data that it will help patients live longer. We do know that probably adds something to local regional control, even in the setting of metastatic disease. We know that from the palliative radiation data. So don't forget about the radiation when you're thinking about local regional management.
I'm not sure you answered the question, though, of in general, do you do local therapy?
Yes, we do. So I usually wait 6 to 12 months. Usually it's really important to the patient when they're first diagnosed, like, what are we going to do about the tumor in my breast? Then the tumor goes away. Sometimes we tend to forget about it because the patient's doing so well.
But I mean,
There are
why? I mean, do you do this in HER2 negative disease also, local therapy for people with mets?
We do, and in the setting of prolonged distant metastatic control, about a year is when I optimally will start the discussion again. And I will tell you, I've had several cases, this is probably completely not understood, especially ER positive. So ER positive, HER2 negative, ER positive, HER2 positive, where the distant disease is extremely well controlled, and you get the dreaded CT report that says mass in breast growing again, you know? And that actually is a very common dilemma in ER positive breast cancer. Now, my hypothesis is that there is a field estrogen effect, meaning we know that the breast actually produces estrogen, even in the setting of estrogen depletion and anti-estrogen therapy. And that is the only explanation I can come up with as to why you would have an in-breast tumor growing when your liver mets and your bone mets are completely stable. And that is, I would say it's an uncommon scenario, but it's not a rare scenario. And I always image the breast with traditional things like ultrasound. I don't believe the CT report when it says it's slightly larger or it's grown 5 millimeters or it's grown a centimeter. Sometimes I'll sit tight on it. But that is not a rare situation. I think it's an uncommon situation where if you see that, we definitely do local regional therapy. And for a patient, you know, it's always hard to say, well, I don't know if this is going to help you. And then you send them to the surgeon, and the surgeon says, you have to have a mastectomy. And I've had that case happen a couple times where the extent of where the original biopsy clips are so great and the tumor was so large that the surgeon says, listen, I don't feel comfortable doing even two lumpectomies because of the extent of the disease at the beginning. And so many times that's a hard decision for women if they can't undergo a lumpectomy in the setting of metastatic disease.
So I always love to hear new things, and I never heard that one before. That is really cool. The thing about the in-breast estrogen, I like it.
You know, we see this. This is a clinical problem.
Wow, that is interesting. Never heard of that.